Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So let's do today's collective tarot reading. Let's see what's in store for us today. Okay. I'm going to ask the cards, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I'm kind of sensing like a pause, a hesitation of some sort. You know, when you can just kind of be in tune completely with your senses and like what's going on, what's happening, and there's almost just no thoughts in your head. You're just really aware. I'm getting that sensation really strongly. What does collective need to hear today? Yeah, I'm getting the image of this almost like primal instinct of readiness, of observation. So let's see what does collective need to hear today? I'm going to cut the deck. We have the Ten of Pentacles reversed. We have the Ten of Swords reversed. We have the Ten of Cups upright. And the Five of Wands upright. Okay, I thought we were going to pull the fourth, the tenth card. Jeez. Okay. So this is the first time that we've had triple tens. And what I'm seeing here, actually, let me pull one more card. We have the Knight of Wands upright. So the Ten of Pentacles is reversed, and then so is the Ten of Swords. But the Ten of Cups is upright. So I'm seeing that right now, you might be feeling kind of like everything around you is changing, but in a way, you're still in control of your emotions. I feel like there's still this sense of almost gratitude for knowing yourself as much as you know yourself, or developing and deepening this relationship with yourself, because I feel like that's what's helping you through these changes that are happening, right? Because endings are happening in pentacles. So that's resources, family, you know, time, attention, just anything that you've been in. And I feel like this is long-term commitments or just any commitments in general. I feel like you're kind of breaking. This could be contracts. You could be undoing something. The Ten of Swords is also reversed. So I feel like with this, it's almost in relationships to other people and people that have hurt you, but that for some reason you've kept in your life for this long, because for whatever reason, I feel like right now you're really starting to see like, you know what, this is taking a lot out of me. Like, this is not worth it. Like, this is killing my soul. Okay. So in order to save myself, I really need to trust my emotions and go where my heart is telling me to go. Right. I feel like that Cups card is very much about the heart, right? Like, what does your heart want? Like, fill your cup up before you can fill others. And I feel like right now, either you've been battling others in a very subdued way. I kind of feel like it's all very subtle, right? Like, it's not in your face, and it's been going on for so long that you didn't even realize that it was abusive, like an abusive relationship with others, or with the way that you were being used or attended to or called on. And I feel like your needs weren't being met in these relationships that you were having. So I kind of feel like there's been just drastic, you know, like slicing, like you're like, you know what, I'm done, like no more, you can't take any more of me, right? Like, I have nothing that I want to give you anymore. Like, I've given you enough, and this is an imbalanced relationship. Like, I need to go. And I feel like this applies, yeah, to both resources, contracts, money, to other people, and also to yourself, right? I kind of feel like with all this boundary work that you've been doing with yourself and with others, and also with yourself, within yourself, right? Like, what you allow yourself to focus on, what ideas you allow to kind of come in and stay and make themselves at home, or what do you kick out, right? I kind of feel like that's been the theme for a while, right? The boundaries theme. But I feel like now you're really starting to see the fruits of your efforts, right? Because these are endings. These are endings. And I feel like because you're trusting your heart, this ending is a fruitful one, right? And I feel like you're going to have these bouts of feeling alone because you've known a certain way of living for so long, a certain way of being. But I also feel like you know what's best for you, right? And you're no longer allowing these old toxic thoughts to feed into toxic behaviors, into toxic relationships, right? Like you're not allowing yourself to be seduced by this lower mindset, by this previous mindset, by this mindset that you were living in automatically before for a long time. I feel like now you're in this state of awareness, right? Like a really primal, just kind of seeing like what is truth right now? What is truth in general? What is true for me? You know, like you're no longer in this sense of people pleasing, right? You're no longer in the sense of, oh, let me make this company I work for happy, this family I'm a part of happy, my friends happy, this group I'm in happy. Like, I feel like you're kind of realizing, like, you know what? What am I gaining in giving so much? Right? And I kind of feel like you're seeing that it's detracting from your health and your overall health too. And I feel like you're just in this kind of runaway state where you're just running alone with your heart, right? And you're really just kind of becoming like undone, but in the best way possible, because you're no longer afraid in a sense, right? And even though you might feel like things are iffy over there, over here, you know, things are coming apart, things are, you know, you're kind of just running with your heart, and that's why you feel safe right now. We have the Five of Wands upright. So I feel like that to me is conflict. And I don't feel like it's going to be like serious conflict, right? Because I almost kind of feel like this conflict has been here before and you're kind of used to it. Like it's almost kind of like this like play combat, even though it's not play, right? But it does kind of just feel like repetitive. But you are going to be triumphant, right? Because it's kind of like you're just slaying the same dragons, right? But I feel like it's almost fun for you because this is kind of a checkpoint to see how far you've come. Like, what are you going to do different during this conflict as it repeats itself, right? Like, what other things are you going to pull out? In what ways are you going to move as you engage with this conflict, right? And I feel like that's how you're going to know and be able to really see your growth, right? Because now you can compare yourself in a similar conflict to yourself in the past, what you've done before, what has worked, what hasn't, how did that make you feel? And now you're in this state where you're like, all right, you know what? Let's play. Let's play ball. Let's see what happens. Let's see how far I've come. Let's put these tools to the test. We have the Knight of Wands upright. That to me is about adventure, right? And this card has been coming up recently. So has the Ten of Pentacles and the Five of Wands. So the Knight of Wands upright, and it's up, right? So I feel like that to me is just this adventurous, fiery, firesome, fearless, you know, warrior, right? Like you're a knight on a horse running around and you're seeking adventure. You're seeking what makes you feel alive, right? I kind of feel like you've discovered that you need to feel alive in order to enjoy your life. And you're really starting to kind of fan this spark that has come into your life, right? I feel like it was really dim and now you're really starting to like blow on it and fan it and really start to like feed it more wood. You're starting to really realize like, you know what? I need to be passionate in order to enjoy my life. So what do I need in order to enjoy my life? Like what am I going to add to make this flame burn brighter, burn bigger, burn just brighter, you know? And I feel like you're really starting to reignite this passion with yourself, with your life. And yeah, I feel like that's kind of why everything around you has changed, right? Because you're kind of fed up with the way things have been and things keep revealing themselves to you that need to change. So you're kind of in this state where you're not afraid to follow your heart and follow change, right? Go along with change. Like you're not, I feel like there was a point in your life when you were really afraid of change. And now you're at this point where you're like, you know what? I'm afraid of staying the same. We have the Ten of Wands reversed. Okay, so we did pull all the tens. Yeah, this is amazing. We've never pulled all 10 cards, numbered 10 cards. Okay, so we have the Ten of Wands reversed. So this to me is about anything that was a previous passion, right? Anything that you had in common with others that bound your relationship together. And I feel like maybe you've had these relationships or friendships or family, anything that has been held by this bond that you were participating in, right? That this could be anything, right? And because you're no longer interested in that, that's also just kind of falling apart, right? Like you're kind of realizing, you know what? I'm not passionate about XYZ. I don't want to participate anymore. And I kind of feel like there's been others that are like, yeah, but then what are we going to have in common? Like, how are we going to stay connected? Like, you need to stay in this. And I feel like that type of manipulation has worked for a long time, but now you reached a point of staging your growth where you're like, no, I'm really not passionate about this. Like, this is slowly killing me, and I didn't even realize it until now. Like, now my eyes are wide open and I see that I can't move forward with this. And yes, even though I do care about you, I don't care about this. And if our thing falls apart because we don't have this, then that's what's meant to happen. Okay, like maybe I'm meant to be with other people now. Maybe I'm meant to, you know, like I feel like you're realizing you can no longer be tied down to anything that doesn't feel right. Like you're just in this completely upheaval, searching for truth state and searching for what really makes your heart just on fire, you know, with passion, with love, with desire, with curiosity, you know, with everything that makes you feel alive. I feel like you're not taking any prisoners. You're not, you know, you're not going to slow down for people that try to manipulate you, try to keep you in the same place, try to maneuver you into places that they like for their life, you know, so you can provide whatever it is that you're providing for them. I feel like you're no longer in that state. Now you're realizing that maybe you feel used. Yeah, like you feel used, you feel taken for granted, you feel taken advantage of. Like you kind of feel like you've been sucked of your life force for way too long. Right? I'm kind of sensing that you're just kind of done. Like you're just kind of like, you know what, I really can't stay the same. Like I'd rather have change than this. You know, like I'm not gonna stay here. There's nothing here for me to stay for. Like there's nothing worth my time, my energy, my attention. Like nothing here is making me feel alive. Why would I stay here? Why would I keep doing this? Why would I keep being with you or with them? Like, why would I keep showing up for this? Like, you're just kind of completely, I feel like you might even be feeling surprised at how brazenly this has come up, because I mean, I feel like we've been doing this type of work, right? Like the cards have been showing like time for change, upheaval. But now that it's happening, I feel like you're almost surprised at how good it feels, right? Because that Five of Wands to me is that combative, like playful nature, right? Like a game, right? Like any type of game, any type of card game, any type of board game. I feel like there's always this type of fun edge to it where if it's competitive, you want to win, right? Because now you're playing your wits against their wits. And I feel like that's what you're feeling right now. I feel like that's the way that you're viewing things. There's a sense of playfulness for everything that's going on in your life right now, all these changes, all these endings. And I feel like you're just hungry for these beginnings. And the way that these cards are pulled out right now, we have the Ten of Cups, and then on the bottom of that, we have the Knight of Wands. And they're both running. The characters, the figures on the cards are both running on something, right? So the Ten of Cups is running on a toy elephant, and then the under that we have the Knight of Wands, which is running on like a flying running pig. And so they're both running towards something. Like you're running towards something, and I feel like you know that something's calling you. And even though you don't quite know what it is yet, it hasn't taken shape, it hasn't been fully crystallized, you know that something's waiting for you, and you're gonna know what it is when you get there. You're gonna know what feels right for you because your heart's gonna say yes. And everything's about you is gonna say yes, right? And the flame is getting up again. You're gonna know, yes, this is awesome. Yeah, and all the other cards kind of feel like, yeah, the other three 10 cards just, they're all reversed and they all have this like tumbling energy, right? Like things are falling apart and things are ending. And even the 10 of Cups has that tumbling energy, but I feel like because it's upright, it's more positive. Like you don't feel overwhelmed. You don't feel like, oh, let me stay and see how this falls, you know, this tumbling thing. Like you're just kind of like, no, let me run out of here before, you know, I'm just gonna run on out of here and search for what is setting my heart on fire. Yeah, but I feel like even amidst this change, you're feeling like this playful edge to this. Let me pull one more card from the back. We have the Seven of Pentacles. So your resources are really good right now. I feel like you're sitting on an amount of wealth of any variety, right? This could be money, this could be mental, spiritual, emotional. I feel like you're sitting on this bounty of wealth right now that's, I feel like this is actually like your foundation for why. I feel like there's this connection for empowerment of why you feel so brave, right? So empowered, because you realize, I feel like in these relationships that in truth, you've always had all the power, right? But I feel like in whatever you were that is now ending didn't really allow you to see that you were the powerful one. I feel like it was manipulated in a way. You were given this illusion where it was like, no, you're gaining a lot from being here, right? Like you should be happy you're here. But now you're really starting to see, like, you know what? No, I have the resources. I have the ability to invest. Like I'm the one actually providing for all of this. I have been the foundation. Like, what's going on? And I feel like that's what's been brought to light for you, And that's what's really encouraging you to seek your freedom, right? And to undo these knots, these chains, these connections, these relationships that don't feel right for you anymore, that have been sucking your life from you. Yeah, I feel like there's this playful edge, seeking freedom, seeking adventure, because you feel empowered, because you feel safe to do so, because you, and I feel like with the Seven of Pentacles, I feel like this is even just that safety in yourself, right? Because this person is really calm, just really calm energy, kind of just seeing, you know, and I feel like you're not rushing or running into things and just picking up whatever, like, I feel like you have your radar on and you know what, yeah, like, you know what's going to feel right for you, but you're also not jumping into whatever new adventure is there. No, like, I feel like you're being really wise about it. You're sitting with it. You're observing it first, and then you're seeing if it's a good fit for everybody, right? But primarily for yourself. You're seeing, like, is this good for me? What have I learned in these past games, relationships, connections? I just sense, like, a lot of security within you. Okay. And on the back, I'm seeing the Three of Swords upright. Aw. So you might be feeling like, you know, that pang of heartbreak, you know, because when things end, you know, it is a cycle, and there is going to be, you know, pain, because we're human and and we have a heart, and we have these memories, and I feel like you're going to be getting these pangs of pain, but they're not going to be strong enough to want to, they're not going to be strong enough to incapacitate you and to want to make you return to old things that you've been doing. I feel like it's a, yeah, it's going to have this, like, nostalgic melancholy sweetness to it. Like, oh yes, that was me. That's where I was. And I feel like you're going to reach this point where you're filled with gratitude for it even happening. Right. And you're not going to feel like, oh, it hurts so much, I need to go back. No, you're going to feel like, oh yes, that was a time of my life. And yes, I learned a lot. And yes, I was hurt. But also, you know what? I did have good times. And I'm excited for what's coming next. So, yeah. That's it for today's reading. All the tens cards, huh? Okay. Well, I'm going to thank these cards. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you also for showing up today. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.